the shame you're feeling is actually a form of trickery that you're playing on yourself, consciously or subconsciously. It's self-sabotaging you to feel that shame so that what? You can go back to it.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
And today I wanted to really just speak from the heart about something I've been thinking about a lot recently. Now, this is not your typical video because I'm at the cafe right now and I just had to record this and get it out of here. I want to really speak to the topics of shame, guilt, integrity, and faith and religion and God and spirituality, because I found that pornography and sexual addiction really is something that brings us together rather than takes us apart. And what I've seen is that porn addiction is something that crosses all denominations and religions and ethnicities and countries and barriers, hands down. It's something that everybody in every walk of life is facing. So I don't go too deep into, theology or anything like that. But what I found over the years is that most of the people that I work with, I would say maybe 80, 90% of the people that I work with do come from a more faith, I would say faith-based and religious background. Hindus, Muslims, a lot of Christians, all walks of life, Mormons. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there is something at the core of my experience, being someone raised in a religious home, going to church every Sunday my entire life. There's something about having that true value that you cherish, that like vision for your life, that I want to be a man of integrity. I want to be a man of faith. And I want to have that close relationship with God. And I want to eventually have a family and get married and all of that and make an impact in the world and leave a legacy behind that is bigger than just, you know, my life and external things. The problem with that is when you have a porn addiction, man, you guys know very well, it's tormenting. It tears you apart. And I know that feeling very well. Because you have this cherished value you have, but at the same time, you have this deep, dark secret that you can't really tell anyone about. Your parents, your family, no. Church, no. Your community, not at all. So it's hard to experience that. And I know firsthand how that shame and guilt can really spiral you actually out of control. But I'm making this video because I want to highlight a point that I learned recently with talking with Dr. Trish Lee on one of our YouTube videos. We were talking about the lowest energy level that one can experience is shame, okay? And she was explaining that the opposite of shame is what? Integrity. So if you want to live in integrity, essentially what that means is you have to get rid of the shame that is associated with your porn habit and your masturbation habit, all right? And I've talked about this before, but there's a reason that people of religious background, or I would say conscientious-minded people, are most susceptible to a porn addiction is because of the shame that is associated with having an addiction like this, right? Like I said, you have these values, you have like something you want to live for, but at the same time, you're living a life that is completely unaligned with your values and your beliefs. So what's going on here is that shame and that guilt is actually contributing to your porn habit because you feel the shame after you relapse, you mess up, you know, because your mind and your beliefs are more in tune with spirituality and God or religion or your faith, right? It's not just like an external thing. There's internal, more eternal ramifications of your decisions, right? That extend beyond just me and my own little world and what I'm doing with my life. No, the ramifications are rippled throughout your life, throughout your lineage, to your children, to your relationships, to your marriage, right? But it's through the shame that you feel that it's causing you to actually want to go back to the porn, right? Because shame is such a low energy experience, when you do experience shame, what's the easiest way to deal with that feeling of shame? It's through what? More porn and more masturbation, more self-loathing, right? So the reason that people of conscientious mind are susceptible to this kind of thing is because of that spiraling effect. It's like, oh, I feel guilty. I feel shameful. I'm such a piece of garbage. Me, 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 me. And how do you deal with that? With more porn, more masturbation. And this is why when people do relapse, they can go, you know, a week or weeks without anything. And then they quickly slide down the rabbit hole and then find themselves watching porn. And then for days and days and days, they're just binge watching, you know, and binge masturbating through the experience. It's because of that spiraling effect, okay? So I want to highlight a few ways that you can effectively eliminate shame and stop feeling that shame so that you can start living in integrity, right? Because remember, the opposite of shame is integrity. So if you want to live your life in integrity, meaning your values and your actions are aligned or one in the same thing, you're not living with shadows or hypocrisy in your life anymore, then it starts with eliminating that shame, okay? So a few points I'll mention. Number one, you can start to see yourself from how does God see you as a man, as a child? How does God experience God's relationship with you, his relationship with you, or whatever your beliefs are? Obviously, if you have a loving God who is unconditional and loving and parental and has that heart of compassion, God does not see you as a dirty, disgusting, shameful, guilt-induced human being that is just throwing your life away. God sees you with compassion. God sees you with, actually, in fact, I would say that God sees you as someone that he is proud of. And I know that's something that we don't think of often, but you should actually feel a sense of pride instead of shame that you have a porn habit, but you're doing something about it. Not pride in like, oh, I'm you know, the best porn actor in the world, and not those kinds. I'm talking about, even though there are billions of people in this world that are struggling, the same boat that you are of the very small percentage of people that identify that this is not how you want to live your life. You're doing something about it. You're progressing and you're getting better. That is something that, I'm not God, I can't speak for God, but as a loving person that has a lot of love in my heart for you and compassion for you guys, I can say with confidence that I think God is actually proud. And I think that you should feel a sense of pride that you're doing something that is good for you. You're doing something that you never did before. You're doing something about this habit that most of the people on planet Earth are not willing to do. Because number one, they don't understand what porn is taking away from their life. And also they're downplaying the addiction they have. And also they're letting that shame of the habit control them and manipulate them to not take any action. So because you have, my friend, have taken action and are deciding to keep this habit out of your life, you have every right in the world to feel loved and accepted and forgiven, right?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
And the second point that I'll make is that shame is often your brain's subconscious way of keeping you more addicted to the habit. In other words, I'm saying this, shame, in essence, is a self-centered thought. If you think about it from the perspective of what is self-centered or selfish, it's all about me. It's me, 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 me. When you experience shame, your feeling is, oh, I'm the worst. Oh, I'm terrible. Oh, I am living out of integrity. I'm not who I want to be. It's all about me, right? It's not about others. It's not about what you can do. It's not about you making a difference in changing things. It's about me. So in a sense, it's kind of your brain's, which, and remember, there's a little monster in your brain that is constantly trying to be fed more dopamine hits and more porn and masturbation. And it's your brain's way of convincing you that you're worthless and that you need porn in order to live your life and you'll never give it up. Does that make sense? So in essence, the shame you're feeling is actually a form of trickery that you're playing on yourself consciously or subconsciously. It's self-sabotaging you to feel that shame so that what? You can go back to it. You can think, oh, woe is me. I'm already sliding down this mountain. You were here at the top and then you relapse, you slip up, you slip a little bit. You think, oh, woe is me. I failed. I feel shame and guilt and I'm gonna let myself slip all the way down to the bottom of the mountain. So it's, in a way, it's your brain's way of self-sabotaging your own habit, okay? So when you realize that it's actually nothing to do with you, right? Your porn habit has nothing to do with porn either.
Okay, I had to change to my phone because my computer died, and I totally lost my train of thought, but you get my message today. And I wanna make this last point, that it's really helpful to think of your porn recovery as a journey and not a destination. This is an important mind shift change that we have. Is that your goal in your process is to keep your footing at the tip of this mountain, right? And when you're at the tip of this mountain is when you're feeling your best in terms of your recovery. Maybe you're feeling that right now as we speak. Maybe you've been there before at the tip of this mountain, but you don't really didn't recognize it and you didn't realize it because for whatever reason you're busy or because something happened where you just went months or years even
without acting out, right? So your goal becomes, how do you become here? The problem with shame and guilt is that once you slip a little bit, you try to self-sabotage yourself. So I hope this video was helpful for you guys and resonating with you. My story is very much where a lot of you guys are right now, and that you want to have these goals and these grand visions, but you're feeling that dissonance and that torment in your soul. But let me tell you, it's possible, it's doable, and you're definitely on the right track to getting to where you want to go. All right, that's all I have. Take care.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.